on the line now I have Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to do parental leave and parental benefit. But, do you want to?
Yeah, we're going to do the paternity benefit, John,
and then
the parents' leave. There's a big, you know, there's a few differences in it, and I'll go through it and explain the difference, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So just to say that the paternity benefit is a payment for employed and self-employed people who are on paternity leave from work and covered by PRSI. It is paid for 2 weeks and is available for any child born or adopted after the 1st of September 2016. You can start paternity leave at any time within the first 6 months following the birth or adoption placement. You should apply for the payment 4 weeks before you intend to go on the paternity leave and 12 weeks if you're self-employed. If you're on certain social welfare payments, you might get a half rate of the paternity benefit. Now, after I go through this, if you've been refused paternity benefit for any reason, you can appeal it within 21 days to the Social Welfare Appeals Office. Now, the COVID-19 and the paternity benefit, time spent on the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, known as CPUP, and the COVID-19 wage subsidy scheme, known as TWSS, will be treated like as you're in continuing employment paying your PRSI. This means that if you're getting the CPUP or the TWSS, you will qualify for paternity benefit if you have enough PRSI contributions paid. So ask your doctor to fill in a PB3 form. This form is included with the paternity benefit. If you're due to go on paternity leave and you are getting the CPUP, you should apply for paternity benefit if you have got the required social PRSI contributions. Now, the rules, you must notify your employer when you intend to take paternity leave and of your intended dates no later than 4 weeks before you leave. You must provide proof of the expected date of birth of your child. Then you will need to provide a certificate from your spouse or partner's doctor confirming when your baby is due, or confirmation of the actual date of birth if you're applying for leave after the birth. You should apply for paternity benefit at least 4 weeks before the date you intend to start your paternity leave. If you're self-employed, you should apply 12 weeks before. You must register for a public service card if you don't already have one, and register with mywelfare.ie services. That's online. Everybody needs to register with mywelfare.ie. You must also satisfy the PRSI contributions. Paternity benefits paid by the Department of Social Protection to people who have certain number of PRSI contributions on their social insurance record. The PRSI contributions can be from both employment and self-employment. The PRSI class that count for paternity benefit are A, E, H and S. That's A, E, H and S, and S is for the self-employed. If you're employed, you must have at least 39 weeks PRSI paid in the 12-month period before the first day of your paternity leave, or at least 39 PRSI paid since you first started work, at least 39 weeks PRSI paid or credited in the relevant tax year. And the relevant tax year, as we're in 2020, the relevant tax year is 2018. Or at least 26 PRSI paid in the relevant tax year, and at least 26 PRSI paid in the tax year immediately before this. So as I said, we're 2020, so we want to use the method of the 26 weeks. That means you have 26 PRSI in 18 and 26 PRSI paid in 2017. So that's for paternity benefit. For the self-employed, they need 52 weeks PRSI contribution paid in their class in the relevant tax year, which is also 2018, and it's the same. They can use 2017 as well to make up their short PRSI. They can do it that way. Now, if you're getting a social welfare payment, you might get half rate maternity benefit if you're already in the seat of a social welfare payment, which includes one parent family, the widow's contributory or non-contributory pension, the death benefit by way of a widow's surviving civil partner or dependent parents' pension under the occupational injury scheme. If you're providing full-time care to another person, you may qualify for the half-rate carers when you're on your paternity leave. Now, all employees must have the paternity leave certified by their employer. If you're self-employed, you will self-certify. The rate of payment is €245, and the benefit is paid for 2 weeks. And the 2 weeks must be taken consecutively. Okay? Now, that's the paternity benefit. Now, there's also parents' leave. Now, at present, you have to take this leave during the child's first year. The child must be born or adopted after the 1st of November 2019. You get 2 weeks' leave. Now, this leave you're entitled to, but you mightn't be entitled to the paternity benefit that I just mentioned because you mightn't have the PRSI. But you still, legislation covers you to take this 2 weeks off. Now, you wouldn't get paid, but you're still entitled to take these two weeks off. In the parents' leave, you don't have to take 2 weeks together. You can take 1 week and then another date, or you can take the two of them together. You also must give 6 weeks' notice to your employer when you intend to take these weeks. Now, just in the budget this year, it's changed the parents' leave. So they've extended from April 2021 from next year to 2 weeks, has gone up to 5 weeks for parents of children born or adopted from November 2019. This period can be taken up to your child's second birthday, where previously it was only up to your child's first birthday, or within 2 years following the adoption. So this is the leave. You know, if you're entitled to the paternity benefit, you'll get it for 2 weeks, but the leave has been extended from 2 to 5 weeks, so everybody from next April, the budget stated that you can take up to 5 weeks. If you're entitled to the paternity benefit based on your PRSI, you'll get paid for two of them, but you can take 5 weeks at your own expense if you're not covered by PRSI. If you are, you get paid for two of them. And this is coming into effect from April 2021. Same rules apply. You must let your employer know and give them 6 weeks' notice when you intend to take it. And this is, as I said, is also available for people that are self-employed once they need the PRSI for the parental leave. The paternity benefit, but the leave is available for everybody. Just the difference is parents' leave, everybody's entitled to regardless of PRSI. If you've got the PRSI, you'll get the paternity benefit for the 2 weeks. But if you haven't, you're still eligible to take these 5 weeks off from April. It currently is at two, and you can take it up to the child's first birthday. From April, it's gone for the first 2 years, and it's gone to 5 weeks. And that's it, John. If anybody's got any queries to do with the leave or the benefit, they can give us a ring at 0761078190. 0761078190. We are currently not open to the public, but we are very visible and present in the office. We are answering queries by emails and phone calls, and for very exceptional cases, if people really need to see us on an urgent matter, we are taking appointments. And that's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, yeah, we'll talk to Citizens Information again same time next week. So thank you for that, yep. Jackie.
Okay, John. Bye.
Bye.